there is only one pusher in Mexico City, and that is Lupita. She has been in the business 20 years. Lupita got her start with 1 gram of junk and built up from there to a monopoly of the junk business in Mexico City. She weighed 300 pounds, so she started using junk to reduce, but only her face got thin, and the result is no improvement. Every month or so, she hires a new lover, gives him shirts and suits and wristwatches, and then packs him in when she has enough. Lupita pays off to operate wide open, like she was running a grocery store. She doesn't have to worry about stool pigeons because every law in the federal district knows that Lupita sells junk. She keeps outfits and glasses of alcohol so the junkies can fix in the joint and walk out clean. Whenever a law needs money for a quick beer, he goes over by Lupita and waits for someone to walk out on the chance he may be holding a paper. For 10 pesos, $1.25, the cop lets him go. For 20 pesos, he gets his junk back. Now and then, some ill-advised citizen starts pushing better papers for less money, but he doesn't push long. Lupita has a standing offer. 10 free papers to anybody who tells her about another pusher in the federal district. Then Lupita calls one of her friends on the narcotics squad, and the pusher is busted. Lupita fences on the side. If anyone makes a good score, she puts out a grapevine to find out who was in on the job. Thieves sell to her at her price, or she tips the law. Lupita knows everything that happens in the lower bracket underworld of Mexico City. She sits there doling out her papers like an Aztec goddess. Lupita sells her stuff and papers. It is supposed to be heroin. Actually, it is pantopon, cut with milk sugar and some other crap that looks like sand and remains undissolved in the spoon after you cook up.